So, today we continue in our series focused on Eric Butterworth's book, as we've already said, Practical Metaphysics, A New Insight of Truth. Last week, if you remember, we discussed Chapter 4, The Spoken Word, where Butterworth says it is vital that whatever comes out of our mouths is something we really want to see manifest in our lives. And at the end of the Chapter 4, if you were here, you'll remember, Eric Butterworth invites us to go on a 7-day verbal diet. The challenge is to think before we speak, articulate only those things that are spiritually true, and no matter what's going on in our outer world, to LSGBS. Say it with me. Let something good be said. So how many of you tried it? Raise your hand if you tried it. Oh, good, a lot of people. Well, how did it go? I'm with you, okay? My father used to say to me, I can remember him saying this to me over and over again, if you don't have anything good to say, then just don't say anything at all. Well, trust me, I admit in a few cases this week, I was silent. How about you? And for me, it's going to take more practice. So I invite us all to keep working on it. It's certainly not anything that's going to happen overnight. But I do believe today's chapter may give us some insight to help us stay on our diets, okay? So Chapter 5 is focused on a subject that Butterworth says is often misunderstood and misleading. It is the subject of faith. He says, unfortunately, faith has been considered solely as a property of religion, often thought of as blind acceptance of a creed where we accept things on a confession of faith. Anybody remember those? I do from my childhood. And a little boy once mistakenly called this, a confusion of faith. Yeah, and Eric Butterworth says that child was not very far off. Because faith is more than acceptance of any creed. Faith is even more than believing in God. Butterworth says, I often startle people in my prayer classes when I ask, do you have to believe in God in order to pray? Well, many of us would say yes, but typically Butterworth says no, at least not in the traditional sense of believing in God. You really don't, he says. Do you have to believe in electricity? Here's my connection here. Do you have to believe in electricity in order to turn on a light switch? Well, you really don't. It might be based on some presupposition of belief, but at the time, it's more of a spontaneous action of doing something, and then the whole electrical process springs into expression for you because it can't help itself. I think that's true. Have you ever had a situation where when the electricity was down for some reason and you continue to go around the house turning on lights? I do it all the time, not understand why they don't work. So at any rate, likewise, Butterworth says, you don't have to believe in God, now here's his qualifier, you don't have to believe in God in the sense of knowing all about God and having a theological position about the divine. If you can get in contact with the process and let it express through you by loving, not talking about love, but by loving and by believing, then the activity of the internal process will work for you. He says it's very important to realize that to believe in God does not really mean engaging in outer rituals or professing a lot of creeds. As a matter of fact, according to Butterworth, if you believe in a faraway God, as some of us were taught, I was in my childhood, if you believe that God is far away, you are actually practicing the absence of God, and you are creating a separation in consciousness that very well may make your prayers ineffective. When we were praying, begging and praying and cajoling and bargaining with some outside God. Jesus told us, actually he told his disciples and us, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. And the master also said, everything is possible for one who believes. And Butterworth says the dynamic key is not believing in God, but believing from God. Faith in God is trying to direct your attention to something outside yourself. But according to Butterworth, faith from God begins with a basic premise that you live in God, you move in God, you have your being in God, you and God are one. God is the foundation of the ground of your being. And he says when we can center ourselves in this awareness, we can believe from this consciousness. And he says we're not believing in an abstraction. We're not believing in an intangible. We are believing from a consciousness which enables us to put ourselves in perfect tune with the divine process. As we're told in Psalm 46:10, we looked at this last week also, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. True faith, to Butterworth, means to start at the ground of our being, center ourselves in that consciousness of the oneness process, and know that the whole universe is pouring itself into you, through you, and as you. Faith is knowing. Faith is believing. Not believing in some intangibles, but believing in yourself, believing in people, having faith in people, having faith in experiences, and of course, having faith in a divine law that is forever working for your unfolding good. Actually, faith is living in divine expectation of that good. Butterworth says, sometimes we hear people say, oh, I've lost my faith. Anybody heard anybody say that? I have, and I've read about it. But he says to really understand faith is to realize that we're dealing with something that could never be lost. Faith is a factor of consciousness, a spiritual power, one of the 12, just as natural to us as breathing. There's no such thing as an absence of faith. We don't lose faith or gain it. Instead, we discover and direct it. Charles Fillmore would say we quicken it. The question of the day is, where are we directing our faith? In what are we believing? Fear, worry, insecurity, and negativity are all faith. They're all faith pointed in the wrong direction. Butterworth says, here's a dynamic thought I want you to consider. God is centered in you. Now that's all there is to it, he says. Just five little words. God is centered in you. If we could really realize this, it would transform our lives. You can't in any way get God to be more centered in you than God is right this minute and forever. God has created you in his image and likeness. The whole universe is centered. The whole universe is centered on you. Butterworth says sometimes we look at people who have manifested great compassion, great ingenuity, great mystic or healing power, and we say, oh, what a person of great faith. If only I had faith like that. The truth is, God is no more centered in that person, or that friend, or that teacher, or that mystic, or even in Jesus, than God is centered in you. Jesus accomplished all he did, not because God was more centered in him, but because he was, guess what, more centered in God. That's exactly right. This is the key. You and I are centered, Butterworth says, for the most part, in all sorts of limited outer things, in persons and in events, in what he calls the circumference of life. He says we exercise true faith when we make the commitment to center ourselves, our attention, our consciousness in God and in our own divine essence. The power of God, the power to do mighty things, is always present within. The eternal flow of life, substance, guidance, and all the love in the universe are always present in you, within you. There's never an absence of God because God is presence, and there cannot be absence within presence. We practice the absence when we focus our attention on all things except this consciousness of God. So instead of trying to get God to bring himself into our experience, we need simply to practice the presence, to practice the presence of God. There's this wonderful story about Abraham Lincoln. During the Civil War, he was gathered with a group of ministers at a prayer breakfast. And now, I don't know if you've ever read much about Abraham Lincoln's theology, but it's amazing. He actually was very unity-like. He was a man of great faith, if unorthodox faith. And he was not a churchgoer, but he was with all these ministers. And one of the ministers said, "President Lincoln, we better pray. We better pray that God is on our side." And with great insight, he looked at the group of ministers and he said, "Oh no, we better pray that we are on God's side." That's exactly right. And so to me, that means we better pray and we better hold in consciousness that we are aligned in God and spiritual ideals. That's at the root of all of our letting go of negative speech. If it's not spiritual, we're going to let go of it. Butterworth says that despite what we've been taught, faith is not a miracle catalyst, but it's a principle. God does not sit out there somewhere as a supreme deity in the universe, just waiting and watching to see how much faith each of us has and whether we're worthy or not. That's simply not the way it works. God is the omnipresent force of life and intelligence that, like electricity, must act. It can't help itself when, and here's the caveat, when we create the conditions that make the results inevitable. Butterworth compares this to a dimmer switch that you might have in a dining area. You control the flow of the electrical current in the circuitry, right? By the little switch. Mine goes up and down. Some of them go around, I know. At home, when I press the button up, I get more power, more light. And Butterworth says, this is no miracle. The power was there all the time. So in our lives, faith is like a dimmer switch. A dimmer turned down is faith in lack. A dimmer turned up to allow the light to flow is faith in God and absolute good. Emmett Fox says, when you encounter a life challenge, instead of thinking about the problem, turn to think about God. This is what we call... You all know it. What is it? The golden key. The golden key. And it reads like this. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. In other words, Butterworth says, stop thinking of your insufficiencies and think of the all-sufficiency of God. Stop thinking of your illness and think of the allness of healing life that is present even within the illness. We used to have a chaplain who always said, when we were talking about life conditions, she would always say, "Well, I have to remember God is in the muck." That was one of our favorite lines, and it's so true. And so Butterworth says we need to center our attention, focus our consciousness upon the positive, upon what is spiritually true, and then there's a tremendous faith-driven power that flows through your consciousness and just absolutely brings a tremendous, amazing ability to do creative things. Now, Emmett Fox published The Golden Key in 1931, and it's actually still a powerful process. Maybe update a little bit, but still powerful. And in fact, Unity Worldwide Ministries has just published a pamphlet entitled The Golden Key for Today, complete with Fox's original text, along with articles by current Unity ministers and authors about using the Golden Key strategies now, today, to transform our lives. There's some of these new booklets on the table, and you're welcome to take one. I have a sign-up sheet if we run out, we might. Or you can order them for yourself. You can download it or order a physical copy at www.unity.org. So, Butterworth says, true faith is faith that allows us, this is the golden key now, allows us to turn from the outer condition, the problem, to the omnipresent allness of God life. There is always more to a challenge than we can see with our human eyes. Remember, as infinite spiritual beings having a temporary human experience, we dwell in two realms simultaneously. The absolute spiritual realm is the realm of God perfection, constant and unchanging, the total of all divine ideas and their purity and power. This is the realm of ideal goodness, wholeness, faith. Sorry, I put that faith in at the last minute and left the comma out. It's not faith, love, it's faith, love, abundance, all good things. We call this the realm of infinite possibilities. Now, the other realm that we live in, of course, is the relative realm. This is the realm of our constantly changing physical world, where things can sometimes go awry. Have you noticed that? Not everything goes perfectly all the time. The point is, though, at any moment in our lives, we can turn our pivotal souls, our consciousness, to the absolute. Here is the really good news. Any condition, this is a spiritual law now, any condition in this relative realm has the potential to be healed and transformed as we connect with the absolute. As spiritual beings, we are never separate from spirit, except in our own consciousness, and that's what we need to work on. When Jesus restored the sight of two men who had been blind, he said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." Butterworth says Jesus is referring here to the focus or the direction of their attention. When they turned from the blindness to this absolute faith, they were healed. So Butterworth also says that faith does not change reality, but it changes our perception. When people believed the world was flat, it was still round whether they believed it or not, right? Didn't change the reality of it. Positive faith allows us to turn, to focus away from a relative outer appearance to the allness of God's life that is always present. And Jesus said, actually more than once he said, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." Faith allows us to see differently. It gives us a new vision. It helps us identify ourselves and circumstances from the highest point of view. So Butterworth says, a few of us, almost none of us in fact, use more than a small part of God power within us. I'm going to say that again. Few of us use more than a small part of God power within us. There's a lot within us that we're not using. In fact, you are always more than you appear to be. True faith is absolutely seeing the more you truly are. I love this picture. Those of you listening to it online, a kitten looking into the mirror and seeing a lion. And so this means that when we're in the midst of a life crisis, we may feel inadequate. We may feel inadequate in a relationship, in a job, in a family conflict, in an illness. We may think that we're unable to do what we need to do. But the truth is, right at that moment, right at every moment, there is more in you, there is more within you, there is the power and potential always to achieve a right outcome. And when we dwell in what we might call only human consciousness, we're not seeing the whole picture. We're only seeing a piece of the picture. Butterworth says, you're not only human. The human part of you is a shell that encloses the divine of you. Creative faith releases the splendor of your transcendent self, much the same way that a butterfly breaks out of the chrysalis. The divine in you is the omnipresent, transcendent, tremendous power greater than any challenge in the physical realm. Teddy Roosevelt said famously, "Do what you can with what you have right where you are." And right where you have a lot. Butterworth says, right where you are, there is a resource of wisdom and substance. Right where you are, there is a supply, a creativity, a resource of tremendous ways through which you can do great things. Put your positive faith to work in creative ways and start believing in yourself and the all-accomplishing power of God within you. Believe it and believe from it. Act from the belief and you will be amazed at the kind of things that take place in your life. And so, and sometimes he says things take place in our lives that we never believed that we could do. Has that ever happened to you? Where you have a life challenge and somehow there comes a power and a presence and you're able to do something that you never thought you could do. That's that divine flow that we're turning to. And he says, it's absolutely faith that opens the channel to that tremendous power. Faith is not a magical means of working miracles. Butterworth says, get out of that consciousness. You are the great miracle, and the dynamic of faith is the key to the kingdom of your own being. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Faith is knowing that all good things come easily in the divine flow. So, as usual, Butterworth has some practical advice for us, and here it is. He says, start the day, every day of your life, in a disciplined way. Start the day taking time to be still. And in the stillness, get to the realization that God is centered in you. Quietly affirm, God is centered in me. Could we do that together? God is centered in me. And if you want to put it another way, you could say God believes in me. The whole universe believes in me. And I know that because I'm breathing, because I'm living, because I'm alive. I'm the activity of God expressing as me. So God is centered in me. When you believe absolutely in this consciousness, Butterworth says, there can be no fear. There can be no anxiety, no worry, no hesitation in your life because the activity of God flows easily through you. And so we take away from this chapter just knowing that God is centered in us and our consciousness is centered in God. The kingdom of all potentiality is already within you, and faith is the key to the kingdom, and so it is. Absolutely. So let's take that time now to prepare for prayer and meditation by affirming the great truth about the divine that's being affirmed in Unity churches and spiritual centers all over the world this morning. And it is printed in your bulletin for those of you who are here for the first time. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in my life. God, the good, omnipotent, and so it is. Together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in my life. God, the good, omnipotent, and so it is.